Minutes. We decided to use a connected charger. Standard trick, some commanders, different sizes, it wasn't, gonna be a problem factor. We wanted a standby function. The case material is gonna be soft, rubbery, changeable. Buttons for the combination of LCD and rubber, according to the design. Bright funky designs, inspired by fruit, keeping with the hip kind of feel. And to try and incorporate voice recognition across the entire site until we find out more about the cost of things like that. And the rubber buttons that we'll use will be anti-RSI. Okay. Prototype presentation.
Is that for us?
I think that would be you.
Okay.
Me and William worked on the prototype, and I think William is going to make a presentation.
Yeah, shall I show? I'll show. Do you wanna?
I can hold it, like.
Do you wanna hold it, and I'll?
Yeah.
I'll show you the presentation. Can I just nick you?
Yes, yes, you can.
Whoa. Okay, a bit crazy over here. Thank you.
Just like a nice thing, you can just take it off.
Okay, so this is our look and feel presentation, our final presentation. And we'll first look at the exterior of what we've come up with over there. It's gonna have a plastic body with a sort of standard colour, either we're thinking something fairly neutral, like a white or a light blue or something. This is underneath the rubberized outer casing, which there'd be sort of a wide choice. They would be attached, but we can come up with that. The wide choice of colours and sort of patterns. So you've got a lot of customization with it. it's obviously in a sort of clamshell design. And the top LCD screen that you can see there would be sort of how do you say it's
like a touchscreen?
Yeah, it would be sort of inset into the top, and the buttons at the bottom would so it will fully close flat.
Oh right, okay,
yeah. Yeah. And working on the inside, we've already decided on the kinetic batteries, which actually thinking about it now, you could also probably attach to the flipping open and shut as well, so that you could probably get
a bit in the top section rather than the bottom section,
yeah.
So, because it's top.
Yeah. We decided that the voice recognition system, it did actually say on the email that they were sort of coming in and they were fairly easy to get hold of, so we presumed that they'd also be quite cheap. So you'd have something like what you'd shout out, where is the remote? And it'll shout back, I'm here or something. And then, yeah, it won't shout out, I'm here or something. It'll just shout out, I'm here.
Okay.
Or something to similar effect.
No,
yeah, if it was getting that, that could be something for next time, maybe. You can have a remote that tells you exactly where it is. There's standard transmission with the TV using all the standard chips that we've talked about. It would have, obviously, because it's split over two different layers, it would need two separate PCBs that would be joined at the hinge through some sort of cabling. And because Obviously, all TVs use the same infrared medium. We'd just be using the same thing to transmit the data. And the infrared sender would be on one of the bottom layer, just at the front of the. I don't think we actually put it on. Yeah, someone like that.
Infrared could be
Actually, no, it would
still.
be. It'd have to
Yeah,
be.
on the front side of that, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, okay.
So whenever it's even if it's open here, the
So
TV
when you've
can't
actually got it
Yeah,
open, it would be facing the TV.
makes sense.
And then finally, onto the interface. The top screen, as we've said, would be an inset black and white LCD touch screen, which, yeah, would have all of the available functions for the remote on it. Whereas the bottom screen would just contain the standard buttons, like the volume up and down, channel up and down, power on and off,
Okay.
and things to that effect. And now we also decided on the inside we could possibly either have some kind of sort of bezeled logo on it, or something inset, or maybe an engraving of the logo on the top.
But not interfering with the
No,
lights that you're putting with the product
no,
on.
not interfering with the whole look of the product when it's out on the thing. And finally, that's how we put the fashion back into electronics, as that
Thank you
is,
very much.
that's the company logo.
Wrapping it
There you
all
go.
up. Okay. I've now got evaluation criteria.
There you Sorry.
Quite similar to what it was before, though.
Okay. Sorry. This stage of the evaluation is really for us as a team to evaluate if we have now got a product specification and prototype design that meets the criteria that we got from our market research. So this is the first stage of the evaluation. Now, the collection of the criteria, as we saw in our previous meeting, was based on the user requirements and trends found in the marketing reports and marketing strategy of our company. So it's what we discussed in the last meeting. Are we actually meeting those trends and requirements? Now, the findings that we came up with, just a recap, are here. The criteria that we want in this remote control are a fancy look and feel, technological innovation, it should be easy to use, it should incorporate current fashion trends, and those, the two main ones, are the spongy texture and the fruit and vegetable strong design colours. The design should minimise RSI and be easy to locate, and we were still slightly ambivalent as to whether to use voice recognition there, but that did seem to be the favoured strategy. But there was also on the sideline the thought of maybe having a beeper function. Okay, so we can come back to that slide if you don't have a note of those. I'll just show you how we're going to evaluate our own feedback to this, to what we have so far. We're going to use a 7-point scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. We'll look at each of those criteria that I've just mentioned. I'll pull that slide back up, and I will just do a preliminary rating of all those criteria on the whiteboard here. Does that seem clear? Any questions?
No.
So we're going to look at these.
Is it everybody's going to evaluate or just a lot?
Yes. We're going to come to, we'll discuss each one and we'll come to a consensus rating between 1 and 7.
Okay.
Okay. 1 is true, 7 is false. So I won't write all of that out again, but we'll just do criteria 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or A, B, C, D, E, F, to compute it with the number rating. Just so I realize how tiny I am actually.
Just right, smaller.
Criteria. Actually, it might be an idea if we each did give our own individual rating, we could take an average at the end. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll just separate the ratings by obliques, and if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, we know we
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably put it two or three. No, three. I'd give it a one.
Not even biased.
No, not at all.
A two.
The first one reading, I'm sorry. Can you just make it two?
The average?
Yeah,
for you?
I just thought it
you want your rating to be a two?
An A.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I just want.
So I'll work out the average for that again. It's a very slightly altered. Okay, I'm just waiting for the rating.
Just 2.5 for that one.
Yeah.
Based on what you've said there, I would say one.
Two.
Two.
I would say a two. I should have said a two to make the arithmetic. We'll just put almost two because
one
we'll put it to silly decimal places.
Yeah.
Then we're looking at it incorporates current fashion trends, and that's particularly in relation to our market research findings about the spongy texture to the exterior and the fruit and vegetable design colours.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm just thinking before I give it my rating, you were limited in the use of materials for your prototype here.
Yeah.
Is this
that's
actually going to be the colours that
no,
you
No, no, the base colour was white or like or sort of a light blue, but the changeable fascias would allow you to get any one of a number of colours. That
so
it's full sort of customer.
Fruit and veg colours, and that's what we're
doing. Yeah.
Okay. And the spongy feel is no problem
with that. No, because that's the spongy feel would be in the rubber that you put around it. That otherwise it's just sort of hard plastic. Yeah, I'll give it a one as well.
That part was
yeah.
Okay. Moving on to does the design minimise painter strain injury? I don't think we've really touched on that.
No.
We've discussed it. We haven't really come up with anything that we felt could feasibly reduce that. We've talked about pointers, but the very use of a remote control, if you're someone who's zapping, sitting there,
yeah.
We found so many people did, how do you minimise that in such a small device?
Well, the type of button that we're going to use in the bottom here, the material,
it's meant to be.
Maybe because it's like, with the size that we've got, it's quite small, but with the amount of stuff we're putting on it, isn't that much.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe because there's more space, it's not kind of moving around trying to hit accurately the buttons in between.
Right.
It's quite obvious, just big buttons.
Right.
I
think I'm going to have to be neutral on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd, I'd, f- I'd go for a 5 actually. Yeah, it was a voice recognition. Yeah.
And are we happy with the cost or not?
That's feasible.
That sounds good then. I'd go for we can adjust the volume on that just as we could volume on TV.
I think
something
it would
in the other room or TVs in different rooms.
I think it would probably be a standard. It would be quite loud. So it would be.
And if you didn't hear it in the room you were standing in, then you realise it wasn't in that room, you go into another room.
I do realise that we might be being fairly biased because it is our product.
So, how do you feel about this? We've got the highest rating of meeting the specifications, that is definitely true, for two of the 6 criteria here. That is for incorporates current fashion trends and it needs to locate. The lowest rating they've got, which is really, it's not terribly low, it's close around neutral, is for minimization of repetitive strain injury. Do we feel on the basis of that, of these evaluation findings, that we can go ahead and then produce this as a prototype and market it, or do we have to make further modifications? I don't think so.
I think
I think the worst of those ratings is high enough at the upper end of the scale for us to go ahead with that. And I really doubt if, on the basis of current technology and current capabilities, we could actually do much more.
Apart from having a huge, big.
Well, I hope that's clear to the team. Is there anything you would like to ask me about the findings before I sum up?
No.
Okay, I've got finance here now. I'm going to plug this in so you can all see it. That's it here.
We don't unplug that.
We just type numbers into this and we come out with a final value. So are we still on for kinetic?
Yeah.
Okay. See, it would have been handy to have this at the beginning. It might have influenced our choice. Right, what's happening with the electronics?
It was regular chip on print and... Oh, no. It's... You've put in 3 for the number of kinetic cells. There should just be 1. In the top, it's the number. Yeah, and
so would it be 2?
Yeah, just no, 1 reg.
1 chip?
Yeah, 1 of them and 1 sample sensor and sample speaker.
Okay.
And they're double curve. No.
1 double curve?
2, because it's 2.
So that's a slightly flattened bottom, so it can sit. So what's a single curve?
Yeah, I'd say it was.
Flat bottom and flat curve.
Yeah, I think it's.
So just 1.
One double curved, And what? No, because one, yeah, one's double curved, and then the other one's. Plastic.
Plastic and rubber, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Plastic one and
special colour.
I think rubber, since it's being used just as a casing, we get 2.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it allows the 0.5.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it mean if you put 0.5?
Means we are not using a lot of rubber, actually.
It would be like saying we're using
a very low quantity of rubber compared to plastic.
See, it says case material.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not actually using plastic in a case.
No, no, that's it's as
it's
an extra.
It's including.
Right.
So that shouldn't be actually on there because that's not incorporated in the cost of the remote. You get.
But it's going to be part of the total cost, and there's nowhere else we can put that in, is there? There's nowhere else we can code for the rubber used in the casing. We're going to have to code for the cost somewhere. Then.
Okay, we'll just put it in. We'll put it in as half. We should just put it in as one because plastic is zero anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, special colour, do we need that?
We might do. I think every something like exotic
variations
and such like colour.
Interface.
Push button.
Yeah, the push buttons one and LC display one. And buttons.
Button.
You could change the battery option, so we could kind of default it going for a standard battery.
Does that not make any if you click off that square now, does that not make any difference?
Why?
Oh no, it's 7.5, it's changed.
It's uncurved completely, and just actually making the rubber case the curved thing.
Yeah.
Make a difference.
Uncurved that.
That's not made any difference.
No, it will have.
It's not
no, no, you've got to click off to calculate it again.
Okay, there we go.
It might, you might be assuming that is in euros, it could be in dollars. And then we'd be fine because the exchange rate would make it about 12.
We haven't been dealing with dollars, so.
Okay.
I think it's in euro.
Okay, so the highest we've got is the electronics here.
If we moved away from our much loved idea of a kinetic battery, just having standard batteries, would that make a huge difference?
Yeah, the standard, it would make one difference. The biggest one would be taking away, if you took away.
What I feel is customers never say anything about the battery, it's internal, nobody looks into the battery.
Yeah.
But shape and colour.
If you take away the voice, I don't like to say it, but if you take away the voice recognition, then you've got it.
Can
we
see what difference it makes?
Where is
this?
Yeah, no, because it's samples, sensor, sample, speaker.
Right, okay.
If you took away that, that'll make it 12.35.
Well, the kinetic is 3. If we change it to the batteries, that's -3.
No, yeah, but you -3 plus 2.
Oh, right. We can do it some other way. We can do, it doesn't have to be voice recognition. We could do voice recognition for, you know, business class or something, you know, like an upgraded version.
Yeah.
You could choose to have
but it. But I mean, in. I don't see why we have to sell it for 25 euros now, because they were saying they were quite willing to pay more for a better product.
We're still working to...
So should we just change the design specification?
We're working to head off the specifications. This is what this project team is working for. We can get recommendations of what we've found and what the consensus that we've come to the result.
We need
to work to that specification to start with.
Yeah, we could say...
Voice recognition sounds wonderful, but our object is so distinctive that that in itself is going to make it easier to locate in a first instance. As you say, we can offer the voice recognition initially to business card customers.
Okay, we can
make
the price fit and then say... We would have had this because it also sets it apart.
Because we've done all the background work.
They like the gadgets, they like something that's completely different.
Yeah.
Something completely different associated with your company. Right, okay, so...
So if we take voice recognition out...
That'll do it. 12.25. Is it 12.5? Was it 12.50?
No, it's 12.25. Are you sure? Sorry, not meaning to doubt your.
Yeah, well, 12.25 times 2 is 25.
Are they going to be equivalent about 10p? 1.01 of a euro, which is less than 10p.
Okay.
So, is that got us covered for the electronics then? We don't need anything else to take that place?
Nope.
Okay.
Because that was just a bolt on extra. You could just take that out and it'd be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's brilliant.
It's voice recognition, everything.
Right. Done that. Okay. Perfect evaluation. We've done room for creativity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Because we've got decisions that we would have made that we didn't feel able to make. I presume we discussed leadership and teamwork?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the sense that, did you feel like a team, or did you feel like...
Yeah, I'd say it was a team.
I think there was so much interaction, so much that we needed to...
find out from each other,
And I certainly felt heard listening to you, and that in relevant areas we've been able to give and take and adjust our remit.
Yeah.
If it's necessary.
Yeah, I think there was a... very constructive feedback by everybody. It's not like people trying to cut each other. It was more of a cohesive teamwork. We came to a very pretty creative design. And I think Sarah, you coordinated the work very well.
Thank you. How did you find it?
Yeah, no, I thought it went really well. And I feel that everyone was listened to, and all the points that were raised seem to have been sorted out. Though we didn't quite make the voice recognition in there, but that's good.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it into the final product if it was actually... If we'd seen the marketing before the initial specification was put out, I think maybe it would have come out a little different, but yeah.
I like the fact that we could say an idea and it be suggested that there wasn't the best idea, but no one felt like shut down.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter saying what you felt, because if it wasn't something that was that relevant, then it didn't matter, because it was just another idea. Teamwork, well, you two created that wonderful specimen of a stadium model.
Yeah, wow.
I think that was the best part of it.
I'm still not caught up. has nothing to do with the tumour as well.
Maybe we should think of branching out into children's toys.
Maybe.
Mobile phones as a family. If they are.
Yeah, that's quite fun. Meanings, whiteboard, digital pens, etc. What does that mean?
Discuss which ones. Yeah.
Could it have been better? Was it adequate?
Yeah, I think we probably would have used the actual email system more had we actually
had time to kind of
had more time, and if we'd been separated more.
Yeah, because we could just sort of say,
yeah.
Sorry, what did you say about that, or what do you think about that,
yeah.
Rather than having to email it.
Yeah.
But it was nice having it there. Like the whole picture is the same.
Yeah. I think it's good, like, we spend times individually. I never thought of a remote control with a flip-top.
Yeah, I think it's
you know,
it
boiling
general.
From other areas. It's you know, bringing things from other areas in. It's just, I mean, nothing new, but it's applying it to a different area.
Vegetables.
That's my answer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they have to come from somewhere, don't
absolutely,
they?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
okay.
as with Sarah, as was shown by your presentation, with all of the other controls, remote controls, no one's thought about it particularly. I mean, they're slightly different, so someone's been shut in the room and said, make ours a bit different from everyone else's, because it's something we should think about. But obviously no one's put any great deal of thought into it.
I don't think the companies are really concerned. They're just like, we've got a DVD player. Does anyone remember the remote control? Can't you get the one that we used for the last one? Yeah, just jazz it up a bit. They don't really think about it, because normally the remote control isn't the product which they're trying to ship. They're trying to ship the DVD player, the video player,
but
the TV.
Everything is really smart.
Yeah.
And you've just got this big chunk of black thing sitting on your coffee table. It doesn't go.
Yeah.
You know, if you could have something that's a proper, funky thing, a funky item that's individual to you. I mean, they could even go into you go in with an idea. And they design it on Photoshop, and then you just get it printed on plastic.
Yeah.
You pay a lot extra because it's individually being plastic was being made for you.
Yeah.
But people could have anything that they wanted.
Mm.
Surprisingly, like people give a lot of attention to modifying mobile phones.
Mm.
Like every month, you see a new launch or something like that.
Yeah.
And new television products coming up, but nobody giving a much idea to this.
I think it's really good that this has been very market research based.
Yeah.
Because just going back to mobile phones, I mean, this is the first change in remote control devices that I can really, you know, say is obvious and visible. We see it in mobile phones a lot, and that's where they've borrowed a lot of ideas from. There are innovations in that people don't really want.
Yeah.
I see people wanting a model of the phone they're really happy with, and they can't get it anymore.
Yeah.
It's innovation for innovation's sake, and I think it's wonderful that our company is so R&D based.
Well, it's innovation for money's sake.
Yeah.
People have to keep
it. Forcing it onto people.
Yeah.
Think that you know they might want to buy the thing they
And you can't get, you've got your handset that works fine, but you can't get battery anymore for that type of phone because the phones have moved on, things like that.
It doesn't cover to fit it.
Yes. In closing, our costs are below budget. With recommendations that the budget be increased. But I think, I don't know, what do you think? Do you think that takes into account overheads, like us being well paid kind of thing, and the heating for the building? Do you think our budget includes everything, all the costs that are going out?
I think it was just the
I think that was just the physical.
So it looks, well, it looks like it's going to be 50% profit.
Yeah.
You've still got all of the overheads to come out of that.
Yeah.
Maybe increasing it sold out?
Yeah, I think.
But you were saying that that's.
Yeah, I don't. From the market research.
Very specific. I think we've done what we're required to do, and I think we'll have the other project team or a new project for us to look at those kind of things. I don't think that's something we have to look at.
No.
The way of reading the cash for.
Yeah, it was. It's top secret. Well, it's a conspiracy going on here.
The project has been evaluated, well and truly. And we've got the meeting summary and questionnaire. Oh, so we've got about 50 minutes to catch up with everything that I've got behind me. So I'll be delegating
in your
project supervisor. So good luck. I think the celebration is £25. I will be dancing the best.
Okay, is that it then?
Yeah, just the last.
Awesome.
I think I've got minutes for two of the meetings and the last one.
Was that not the questionnaire for the how you felt you'd done in your thing?
Oh right, but do you sometimes evaluate the meeting?
Yeah, there's, yeah. I think, yeah, questionnaire 7 was the one I did just before the meeting.
Yeah. I just got